stamp duty is a duty on documents. The Stamp Act of 1891 refers to these as instruments. The instrument must relate to the transfer of stocks, shares, or other marketable securities. Where there is a written instrument by which shares are transferred, there will normally be the requirement to pay stamp duty. Failing to have an instrument correctly stamped is an offence and can lead to large fines. Instruments are subject to stamp duty if they relate to UK shares or securities, or if the instruments are executed in the UK. If an instrument that is liable to be stamped is not so stamped, it cannot be used as evidence in civil proceedings. Therefore, a failure to have a document properly stamped could lead to legal problems in the case of a dispute. A company secretary will not register a transfer of shares or securities if the document has not been properly stamped. Although stamp duty is not directly enforceable, interest and penalties can be levied for a failure to ensure that the documents are properly stamped. The interest and penalty rules will be covered later in this session. Turning now to the stamping procedure. Instruments that require stamping are normally either sent or taken to the London Stamp Office. The stamping officer will appraise the document, then will physically stamp the instrument, usually with a number of red stamps. These red stamps are evidence that the duty has been paid. The administration and collection of stamp duty is the responsibility of HM Revenue and Customs Stamp Taxes Office. Section 5 of the Stamp Act 1891 requires that full details of the facts and circumstances relating to an instrument are provided to the Stamp Office in order to allow the correct stamp duty to be calculated. Failure to do so can lead to a fine of up to £3,000. There are two types of duty payable. Duties can be fixed, that is, a fixed amount is charged, irrespective of the consideration paid for the transfer of the shares. Alternatively, duties can be ad valorem. This means that the duty will be a percentage of the consideration passing. An instrument transferring shares on a sale carries ad valorem duty at a rate of 0.5%. This means that the stamp duty will be 0.5% of the consideration paid by the purchaser to the vendor for the transfer of the shares. The stamp duty is paid by the recipient, i.e. by the purchaser of the shares. Any stamp duty paid by the purchaser will be an allowable expense when calculating any resulting capital gain or loss on the disposal of the shares. Once the percentage figure has been applied, the duty is rounded up to the nearest £5. Stamp duty is not payable if the consideration does not exceed £1,000. The majority of fixed duties were abolished under Finance Act 2008. In addition, Finance Act 2008 removed the need to present the document to HMRC for stamping. Thus, the document can now be sent directly to company registrars. Stamp duty is not payable when a company issues new shares to its shareholders, for example, on the initial creation of the company, or when new shares are subscribed for. Where shares are repurchased by a company, ad valorem duty at a rate of 0.5% is payable on the Form 169 delivered to the Registrar of Companies. No stamp duty is payable on certain transfers, for example, transfers of shares by way of gift where no consideration is payable, and transfers made otherwise than on a sale, such as a transfer to a trust or a nominee. Ad valorem duty is a percentage of the consideration. Most commonly, the consideration payable by the purchaser to the vendor will usually be in the form of cash. However, consideration can take other forms, such as other shares and marketable securities, the release of a debt or a liability, or a dividend in specie. This means that stamp duty cannot be avoided by the purchaser paying for the new shares in non-cash form. Effectively, the value of the non-cash assets offered in exchange for the shares is treated as consideration and is subjected to ad valorem stamp duty. Sometimes the consideration for a transfer of shares may be uncertain at the time of the transaction. The stamp duty payable depends on how the deal is structured. By way of an illustration, assume Bill sells his shares to Bob. Bob pays £100,000 plus an extra amount if the company's profits for the current year exceed £50,000. Assume that the extra amount is fixed at £10,000. The total amount subject to duty would then be £110,000. The same result would apply if Bill agreed to take a percentage of the final sale price up to a maximum of £10,000. If Bill agreed to take the percentage of the final sale price with a minimum of £10,000, the duty would again be payable on £110,000. This applies even if Bill actually receives, say, £15,000. However, if the amount is not ascertainable, for example, the consideration is a percentage of future profits with no maximum or minimum, there will be no charge in relation to the potential extra consideration. The stamp duty position can be complicated where shares are swapped or exchanged. If shares are exchanged, then two share transfers will be executed. Both will be liable for ad valorem duty. Each will be liable to stamp duty by reference to the value of the shares transferred by the other document. As an alternative, the transaction may be documented as a sale of the higher value shares. The transfer of the higher value shares will be liable to ad valorem duty, but the transfer of the other shares in consideration for the higher value shares will not be liable. To qualify as a sale of the higher value shares, there must be a cash element to the sale which is more than nominal. However, the cash element is not itself subject to duty. This is best illustrated by a numerical example. John has 100,000 shares in Green Limited. These are valued at £4 per share, i.e. £400,000. He agrees to exchange them with Peter. Peter has 200,000 shares in Blue Limited worth £1.50 each, i.e. £300,000. Peter will make up the difference by paying the balance of £100,000 in cash. Structured in this way, the exchange will give rise to stamp duty of 0.5% on the shares in Green Limited, giving £400,000 at 0.5%, being £2,000. There'll also be stamp duty at 0.5% on the shares in Blue Limited. This will be £300,000 at 0.5%, giving £1,500. This gives a total of £3,500. There is no duty payable on the equality money of £100,000. The transaction could be documented a different way to reduce the stamp duty. Assume that the transaction is documented as a sale of the Green Limited shares in exchange for a transfer of the Blue shares plus cash. Duty will only be payable on the Green Limited shares as before, i.e. £2,000. There is an exemption from stamp duty where shares pass between two companies in a group. A group here is broadly defined as for group relief purposes. Therefore, no stamp duty is payable on transfers of property between companies where one company owns 75% of the shares of another, or both are under the 75% ownership of another company. This is sometimes referred to as stamp duty group relief. The instrument of transfer must be adjudicated. The adjudication procedure is dealt with later in this session. The exemption does not apply if, at the time the instrument is executed, arrangements are in existence which mean that any person can gain control of the transferee company but not the transferor company. Moving on now to adjudication. Section 12 of the Stamp Act 1891 provides for HMRC to adjudicate on any executed instrument if requested to do so. HMRC can be asked to adjudicate on a number of points, such as whether the instrument is stampable, the amount of duty, whether a late stamping penalty is payable, what penalty is correct and appropriate. If HMRC decide that an instrument is not chargeable to stamp duty, then it will be stamped to show this. Otherwise, it will be stamped with the amount adjudicated and the relevant amount should be paid as appropriate. Adjudication is the only way to formally determine the amount of stamp duty due. Adjudication is compulsory for certain instruments, such as intra-group transfers. If a person is unhappy with the adjudication, he has 30 days to bring an appeal. However, an appeal can only be brought if the stamp duty is paid. In addition, the taxpayer may be liable to interest and a penalty following HMRC's adjudication. Section 15A, Stamp Act 1891, provides that late stamping interest is payable on documents subject to ad valorem duty. The interest will begin to run from the end of 30 days from the date that the instrument is executed. The amount of interest due will be rounded down to the nearest £5. No interest is levied if the amount of interest due is less than £25. Penalties are payable for instruments that are stamped more than 30 days late. If the instrument is stamped within 1 year of the end of the 30-day period, the penalty is the lower of £300 or the amount payable on the instrument. If the instrument is stamped more than 1 year after the end of the 30-day period, the penalty is the higher of £300 and the amount payable on the instrument. There is one practice question to complete this session. Sarah's sister pays £20,000 in cash for the shares. This is subject to ad valorem duty at 0.5%. This gives £100. Stamp duty is also payable where consideration takes the form of the transfer of a debt. The debt of £7,850 is also subject to 0.5% duty, giving £39. The stamp duty is therefore £139. However, duty is always rounded up to the nearest £5. The stamp duty payable is therefore £140. That concludes this session on stamp duty on shares.